Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The weight room is often a place of intimidation for men and women alike. However, too often weight rooms and floors are dominated by men while women stick with their cardio equipment.
However, the tide is turning and women are being encouraged to start integrating weightlifting into their routines. But for many women, the fear of bulking up can make weightlifting seem less appealing.
Sonia Wren is a local certified personal and group trainer, and her mission is to get more women on the weight floor. For this month's Fit for You, she joined Audrey Nowakowski to talk about women and weights and started by discussing the most common myths surrounding the practice.
Well, the first one that comes to mind is that, for the most part, women feel as though they are going to get bulky, look masculine, you know, not have that feminine physique. And that is probably one of the most, I would say, common myths out there. And I always tell people that that's virtually impossible because we don't have enough testosterone, of course, in our bodies to have that masculine look. Secondly, I like to really focus in on all the benefits of working out as far as lifting weights. You know, you're going to, of course, develop that mental toughness. It's really good for your posture, alleviating lower back pain and increasing that muscle mass that we all want. A lot of times women, they see someone who looks incredibly fit and they think that they need to do a whole lot of cardio. And I tell them that it's really about the weightlifting. That's what's really going to change, lift, sculpt your body, give you that muscle mass that you want, but not too much.
Say we step into a gym and often the cardio equipment is kind of in the first section of the gym and the weight room is separate. And as you mentioned, we see women mostly on treadmills, ellipticals, cardio machines, but all the men tend to dominate the weight area. So do you think it is the gym atmosphere that women come across that might stray them away from stepping out of their comfort zone to go into the weightlifting area that's dominated by men and other types of people, and the social attitudes about how women should look, what is a fit look, what is a strong look, what is a feminine look?
Yeah, I definitely think that most gyms are exactly what you said. You walk into the gym and you see women as busy as beavers, you know, over the cardio equipment. Then you see the men throwing weights and things of that nature. I really think that society has created a lot of this misconception. I feel that a lot of women feel as though it's like the danger zone. They don't want to go in that area. They look at it like it's extremely intimidating. I don't know how to get involved. I don't know how to start to get involved. And I think a lot of men are creating some of this intimidation unknowingly. Even though I am a fitness professional, I'm having a difficult time with bridging that gap in that particular environment. Although I do find myself watching and studying a lot of people in the gyms, and what I try to do to bridge that gap is just kind of walk up to them and ask them what their goals are, or ask them what they're currently doing, and that usually opens Pandora's box, because they usually like that. And most of them will say, you know, I do my own cardio. They're very, very motivated with their cardio. But I think it's a lack of information on women's end. They don't know where to start as far as lifting weights. They don't know what's the best way to do it. I have a class that I absolutely love, and I find that it creates that cosmopolitan melting pot for women to come and learn how to lift weights in and outside of the gym. I'm really not sure. I think that's probably one of the most difficult and thought-provoking concepts of a gym that you just said with regard to, you know, men being in a certain area, women being in a certain area. How do we bring these two populations together and get them to work harmoniously together? Because I sometimes feel on the flip side, men don't do enough cardio. They lift so many weights and they just don't do enough cardio. And then, as you already said before, women don't do the strength training that they so desperately need. So I feel like that's something that I'm working to change and correct. And it's something that I don't think we'll ever be able to fix it all the way, you know, but that's definitely something that I'm trying to work on and change.
I'm trying to bridge the gap with that. Let's start with just the basic benefits. So if a woman is on the fence about, well, I don't know if I really want to start adding strength to my workout routine, why is it important to be physically strong through lifting?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many benefits to lifting weights. The first one I'm going to say is mental toughness. People don't realize the amount of confidence that you obtain when you start lifting weights. You start to feel physically and emotionally stronger. It's great for bone density. It increases muscle mass, which we all know is going to help you with reducing your body fat. Really good for posture. I'm always asked, you know, how do you keep your shoulders over your hips? You know, I think it's because of my background in weightlifting. I've been doing it for so long. And bone density, of course. So there's a ton of benefits to lifting weights. And I think that if there's anything I can do today to help a woman reach out and ask, you know, how do I start lifting weights? I feel like my journey has just begun. Yeah.
What other benefits does weightlifting give you outside of the gym as you're working throughout the day, as you're sitting? What does it do for your body to make those workouts effective after you're done?
It'll increase your body's metabolism. So if you're somebody who is actively lifting weights, I would say at least twice a week, your metabolism is going to be burning fat versus somebody who has a sedentary lifestyle. So to break that down to you, let's just say you're sleeping, you know, and then you take the sedentary person who's sleeping, then you take the person who's physically active by lifting weights. You're going to be burning more calories at rest than the person that's sedentary.
And perhaps that's something that people don't often realize because we're so focused on that calorie number that shows up on the treadmill.
Uh-huh.
I've done this much work, this many calories, and then you think it's done once you stop.
Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely not done. Actually, it just begins, you know. So I think that that's one of the biggest benefits because women are always into counting calories. How can I burn more calories? What do I need to do? This is the perfect resolution to that.
And to help get women past the fear of getting, quote, bulky, let's break it down. Let's tackle this in a way. What actually happens to women's muscles when developed in a lifting routine?
Well, just from like a layman's terms, you are going to get sculpted. Your body's going to feel tighter. You're going to feel yourself feeling stronger. I like to say more erect. You know, your shoulders are going to be aligned over your hips. Bone density, all those wonderful things are going to happen to you when you start lifting. And don't get me wrong, cardiovascular endurance is incredibly important. I think that that is, from a mental perspective, ladies, let me break it down to you. If you're having a bad day at work, your boyfriend just broke up with you, you want to kick your boss, and you only have time to do cardio or lift weights, I'm going to tell you, get the cardio. The cardio is a great boost for your mind, your mental stability, and you're going to leave feeling refreshed, rejuvenated. Okay, so cardio is really, really important. It really, really is important with weight loss, control, you know, that type of thing. But if you're somebody who's looking to really resculpt and change your body, and that is the numero uno question that I get as a trainer, how can I really change the shape of my body? How can I get the beautiful, you know, muscle mass in my arms, a sculpted bicep, you know, a tricep that's not like dangling? How can I get my stomach more tight? You know, how can I get more of the curvature in my legs? That is what strength training is going to do. It is going to reshape your body. Lunges, squats, bicep curls, and just food for thought. If you can do those things simultaneously, with respect to lifting weights, that's really what's going to change your body. So, for example, not to get too technical, everybody here, I'm sure, knows what a bicep curl is. I mean, you can picture it in your mind, you know, just really bending at the elbows, you know, exhaling as you come, as you bring your hand up to your upper body, and then inhaling as you come down, right? That's the traditional bicep curl, if you would put that in your mind. Everybody knows a squat, you know? If you don't know what a squat is, well, if you're sitting in a chair, stand up. You know, sit down. That'll give you a good idea. So if you can put those two elements together simultaneously, that simple bicep curl that I just described, as well as the squat, you are going to incinerate and burn tons of fat. Because what are we doing here? We're moving the hands, we're moving the arms, we're moving the upper body, we're moving the legs in conjunction with that lower body. you are working your core muscles, which is a whole nother topic that we should talk about, you know, the importance of core. But you are working your core muscles because you have the legs and the arms working together simultaneously. So, yeah, I'm just strength training has been a huge portion of my life. I've been exercising since the age of 9. I've been an athlete all my life. I was also a fitness model, and now I'm a fitness professional. And I know the power of what strength can do. So I feel like it's my job to really enlighten everybody about this journey and how it can really change your perspective on life.
Well, and it seems like changing the shape and changing one's outlook in lifting weights really overcomes that hurdle of what a feminine body is supposed to look like.
Yes.
Because your body will change into what your body's meant to look like.
Yes.
With these weights, it seems.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And when you make comments like that, I can't help but to say Serena Williams. She has absolutely the most phenomenal body. It's just so incredibly strong. And you might look at it from a woman's perspective and say, that's not how a woman's supposed to look. Well, it's strength. It is pure, you know, 100% strength. And even if you don't like it, you have to respect it because you know that she is, on top of being genetically gifted, which is a whole other topic, you can also tell that she has completely put in the work.
And with work extending not only in weightlifting, mm-hmm. but other classes people might do or other exercises, running, spinning, group fitness, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Does weightlifting help to supplement and benefit all these other kinds of exercise class or practices that people are participating in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the first thing that comes to mind is injury prevention. For me, I'm a big proponent of that. So everything that I do as far as strength training, there's always an injury component in it with respect to like physical therapy. I deal with lots of runners, so they're more prone to have lots of injuries associated with running. So we really work on lots of strength training exercises, like simple single leg deadlift is great. People might say, well, why? What about that exercise? Well, as you already know, it's a single leg deadlift. So what you're doing is you're strengthening the foot, the knee, and the hip of that side. Okay. And that is extremely important, especially if you're somebody who's running. So I would say that injury prevention is probably one of the most beneficial aspects of strength training. I am a former college basketball player, and I can honestly say that I've only battled through one injury, and it was pretty small. So, and I think that a lot of why I'm here today at my age and still being able to exercise like this is because of the injury prevention component in strength training.
And for women or men, just people in general, mm-hmm. you see different kinds of weight equipment in the gym floor. You have free weights, you have machines based with pulley systems,
right.
many different ways to tackle lifting. And for someone who is new at it, may look at it and say, I have no clue. Yeah, where do I start? So is there a more effective way to approach these?
That's a great question because you can get so overwhelmed because there's so many ways to do this. I like to start people off on the Nautilus equipment. I think that's the best option because people don't realize that the Nautilus equipment provides the balance, the stability, and the range of motion for you. It stabilizes the body in a very safe manner. You don't have to worry about hyperextending, overextending, having improper form. It kind of places the body exactly where it should be and then isolates the muscles that it's targeting. And then once you start them off there and see how they fare in a progressive fashion, then I like to use the gym toys. To me, the gym toys are the best way to get an absolutely amazing workout because the sky's the limit. I feel like the Nautilus equipment, there's so many different limitations. You can only contort or move the body in a certain way when you're in a certain piece of machine. So I am a big fan of the Bosu balls, the dumbbells. I love the med balls. Med balls are great from the perspective of it really sharpens hand-eye ball coordination, which is so central.
And to conclude it and bringing it back to women in weights, what would you say? Here's a shout out to all women out there who are still unsure, ready to cross that barrier to go into the weight room. What's the one statement of encouragement you would say to them?
I would say that no matter how difficult this seems or no matter how uncomfortable you feel, stick with it. There is going to be something that is going to be incredibly positive for you out of this situation. The first thing I would do is if I was at a gym, I would go to the front desk and just ask if there's somebody that's available to walk me through the weights, the weight machines. I think that's a great way to start because that person will familiarize you with all of the machines, show you how to use them. And then in turn, they'll probably say, you know, would you like for me to show you how to maybe use the dumbbells? And that's how it all starts. And you're going to be hooked because you're going to love the confidence. You're going to love how you feel. You're going to love how you look. You're going to love how you walk. You know, you're going to walk with more confidence. And all those things will trickle into your personal life. So that's what I would say. Yeah.
Well, Sonia, thanks so much for coming in and helping give women a lift up, so to speak.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Sonia Wren is a local AFAA certified group and personal fitness trainer. She spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. For more information on women and weights or to listen to all of our previous Fit for You segments, visit wuwm.com.